Today is Tuesday, April 8th, 2008. My name is George Ann, and I want to welcome you to Breaking Through, broadcast on georgeann.com and my affiliates. Archive shows are available 24 hours per day. Best-selling authors Rory Friedman, Susan Miller, my favorite guy, Daniel Brinkley's there, Norman Ober, Jeannie Klock, Yvonne Smith, and most recently, Diane Garris. So you have no excuse. It's there 24 hours a day. You can listen at your leisure, and a lot of great information. You have to go to the archives and check it out. Speaking of Daniel Brinkley, which I always do, you can get a free book for a limited time until April 15, 2008, if you order a copy of The Secrets of the Light. Daniel and Catherine Brinkley are going to send you a second copy absolutely free. Share it with a friend, give it away, whatever you want to do, but you can have a free book. You can click on the link on georgeann.com homepage or visit daniel.com. Thanks to my friend Anthony, who inspired my Make a Difference page on georgeann.com with his petition. I am really excited and honored to have Lisa Romano here today as a representative from that very petition site, Care2, with us tonight. Lisa, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, you're welcome, Georgeann. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I fell in love with that site. I'm telling you, I fell in love with it. As soon as Anthony sent me a link to his petition, I went there and I thought, this is crazy. I love it. It's so easy. It's so fast. And I thought, wow, this really is going to make a mark.
Yeah, a lot of people feel the same way. I hear that sentiment quite a bit.
Oh, that's great. So I'm glad like-minded people are going there. So
of course,
I worked hard to get this interview because I wanted it so much, and I know how busy you guys are because I know how it's growing so quickly. So again, I want to thank you publicly for taking the time out of your schedule to be here.
You're welcome.
Lisa, I read your biography, but I want you to talk a little about yourself. Boy, are you a mover and a shaker. You've been around.
God.
You've done a lot.
Hopefully that's a good thing. You've been around.
It is. Well, it is in a very good context because you really have been involved with some very noted companies. And so could you talk a little about your career?
Yeah. I mean, I've had the luxury of living and working here in Silicon Valley for quite a long time. And I've also been, it's been really lucky to work with some great companies. I started my career working at Apple and, did a tremendous things in terms of trying to bring, the passion of the Macintosh to the rest of the world. And, people are now finally beginning to realize how great a company Apple is. But that really started my high-tech career working in Apple, and then I moved, and I've always been working in a marketing capacity, and I always thought really strongly about, how do you bring technology, how do you bring all the good things that technology can provide to the consumer, to the masses.
Right.
And I have worked at, any number of companies from McAfee.com, so, getting, spam prevention and Knight Ridder Digital and Zone Labs and, a number of other companies such as PayPal and Netscape, so there are kind of a lot of marquee companies out there, but the premise has always been the same in terms of how do I use technology, how do I bring technology to bring about a change in people's lives. And that has really transformed itself to where I am right now at Care2. And it's a little bit of a different twist because it's not technology transforming someone's life, but it's the use of technology really that does transform people's lives.
Because there's a broad spectrum of the understanding of technology. You have the newbies, and then you have people that are highly understanding of technology. So you have to reach a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Our audience spans quite a age range. You have people that are very sophisticated technology users, and then you have people that are not as sophisticated. But there's always a common bond or a common mission that people are on, depending upon, how you view the world or, what your life is like. And at Care2, the common mission, whether you're a sophisticated technology user or not, really is how do I make a difference in my life and how do I make a difference in the world? And, the other common bond is people just don't have a lot of time. And so our role here is how do we really package this and present this in a way and actually able and provide the right kinds of tools so that whoever you are, you can achieve what your goal is.
That's incredible. And you're so right. I mean, every time I talk to someone, somewhere in the sentence there's going to be, I don't have any time, you know, and really it takes little to no time to get involved with CARE II, which we're going to talk about that a lot more. For the people that aren't familiar with CARE II, is it safe to say they're still considered the largest conscious consumer community on the web right now?
Yeah, and how we would define ourselves is that we're the largest and most trusted information and action site for people who care to make a difference in their lives and the world. And, you know, we talk about information and action because we really provide a lot of information about causes, about how to have a green and healthy life. And what we follow it up with is some sort of an action, whether it's signing a petition, creating a petition, taking a daily action to perform something that, you know, is good for the world, sending an e-card so that, you know, instead of sending a physical card, you send an e-card and, you know, you can save the rainforest, to how do I make chemical-free cleaners so that, you know, my house is chemical-free. So we always really say, here's information, and then here's an action that you can take to follow up on that information.
Right. Because, you know, it's so... Once a person gets involved or really conscious of what's going on in the world around us, you know, it's hard to go cold turkey and just do everything appropriately, or else we'd live in Amish land, wouldn't we? I mean, we'd have a horse and buggy. It would be really difficult. But the small changes make just as much impact or just as much of a difference, don't you think?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, what we're not all about telling someone, you know, you're bad because, you know, you're not out there campaigning for, you know, against global warming, or you're bad because you're not out there saving the wildlife. You know, we're not saying that. We don't want to say that. Everybody has a different proclivity to a certain amount of action. Mm-hmm. And for the people who have a lot of time and, you know, have a propensity to go out there and be a really strong activist, or the kind of person that can make all of their foods and their cosmetics and their, you know, household cleaners themselves, and, you know, we think that's great, but we realize that, you know, change is really one small step at a time. Mm-hmm. And if everybody takes one small step at a time, then change really does occur. And if, you know, if you've got this collective group moving in the same direction, then you can't help but make a positive change. And, you know, what we want to do is provide the span of actions that someone can take depending upon who you are, how much time you have. But what we do try and demonstrate is that it's the small things that really make a difference. And everybody can do something small, and we try and make that really easy so that you can take advantage of that.
And isn't it about making conscious decisions, too? Because so much of what's out there right now, we've never been conscious of, or we've never really had the factual information.
Right.
And we might do something different, or we might change our mind about how we feel about something if we know the appropriate information.
Absolutely. And what we try and do, especially on the green and healthy living side, or healthy and green living, excuse me, we really test, we've got great experts. And we really test everything so that we make sure that we're providing you with the right information. And on the petition side, we work with, you know, over 350 nonprofits who really know what they're talking about. And so what we try and do is make sure that any information that we offer is really the best and the most advanced and the most current, you know, way of thinking about things or information about things. So we want to make sure that people are informed, and you're right. I mean, people really want to be able to make an informed decision, and we want to be the place where people can come and make an informed decision.
Right. I mean, if we knew some of, you know, if we know now what we should have known a long time ago, we probably wouldn't be doing what we're doing, if that made any sense at all. I'm just like,
you know what? I think that there will always be people that want to make everything better, and I applaud that. And I think you're right. You know, the world is changing in the last couple of years. You know, people are more and more conscious of what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, things like, you know, Al Gore in terms of the environment. But, you know, you've got the Internet, and you've got a more global society. Right. And, you know, people don't live in silos so much anymore. And, you know, this whole movement towards, you know, again, making the environment a better place and how your daily actions impact that, you know, people are becoming much more conscious than they were before, and they're also being educated more than they ever were before about how do I make a change? You know, what are the small things that I can do that actually make a difference? And, you know, early on when the company first started, you had folks that were, you know, more activist-minded. And I mean, activist is kind of a loaded word when you get right down to it. Right. You know, some people like it, some people don't. You know, some people view it as, you know, hardcore, I'm going to, you know, do everything possible I can, I'm going to chain myself to a tree. But, and unfortunately, sometimes it has that connotation, but that's not really what it's about. I mean, it's, you know, you've got extremes, and no matter what you call yourself, and, you know, there's not wrong with being extreme or not extreme. It's just, you know, where do you believe that you fit? And, you know, so early on, we saw people that, you know, really wanted to take action and really, against insurmountable odds, really tried to go out there and make a difference. And, you know, again, you know, we all know, like, the hippie era where, you know, people were made fun of because they were growing their own food and, you know, they were wearing, you know, organic cotton. And now, today, what we're finding is because people are more educated, you know, we're also finding our membership changing in that we have more mainstream people coming, which is fabulous.
It is. It really is.
So, you know, we've got people that are, you know, really at the forefront, the leaders. We've got those as our members, which, you know, we love and we welcome and we nurture. And now what's happening is because more people are educated, we have a more mainstream member coming on board that, you know, I don't know you, but I'm assuming just like you and I. You know, we live our lives and we want to make a difference, and we may not be able to do some things that other people are doing, but, you know, we can use, you know, instead of using plastic bags, you can use your canvas bags at the supermarket. So, you know, again, we've seen that demographic really change in terms of more mainstream people, which is really great for the world.
Exactly. Well, you know, Lisa, just in a previous interview last year, I had Rory Friedman, who is the co-author of Skinny Bitch, and we were talking about our dollar, how the dollar is a vote. And I think if people realize every time they're spending money on something, they deserve the right to know whether it's appropriate or not, or something they want to support or not.
Right.
So that information is really important.
Yes. And again, people are used to having information at their fingertips. And also, you know, and here's, you know, when I said trusted in the very beginning, you know, that it's a trusted site, and, you know, what we really want is we want to provide information that you can trust. And we believe that the sources that we are drawing from, you know, again, because we know them and we know where they're coming from and, you know, we understand, you know, how they're going about getting their information, you know, this is information that you can trust so that you can make an informed decision.
Right. They're spending every waking hour focusing on nothing but their passion.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we care about. You know, there's a lot of different ways, you know, to go about and make a difference. There's a lot of different, you know, companies that, you know, participate in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, what we really, really want to do is say, you know what, we really believe that it's important to make a difference. So that really stems from the core vision of the company. And, you know, we spend, if you want to use that word, every waking hour, we spend every waking hour thinking about, well, you know, how do we do that? You know, how do we make sure that we provide the best information? How do we make sure that we provide really great tools? How do we make it really easy for people to, you know, to make that change, to take that step? And how do we facilitate people that are much more advanced in their abilities to have even a bigger impact? So it kind of works all the way around for us.
Right. And, you know, it's really nice to know that CARE, too, feels that responsibility. They don't want to just throw something out there for the sake of throwing it out there.
No, and I think what you'll find is that, you know, I've been very pleased. I've been with the company for a short period of time, but there really is this authenticity as part of CARE, too. And that's actually one of the reasons I joined as well, not only because of the doing the good things in the world, but, you know, they CARE, too, believes in its mission and actually lives its mission. And every day, every decision we make is really guided by, you know, how do we really do this better? You know, how do we help people in improve the ability to take an action or improve the information that they get? So it's all consistent. I'm a marketing person, so from a branding standpoint, you know, the brand, you know, what you present to the marketplace has to be consistent with your values.
Right.
And at CARE, too, you know, the values are very consistent with what we deliver out there to the market.
And that's commendable, too. It really is. And just, I know this is going to change. As soon as I finish this sentence, it's going to change because I have been following CARE2 and their membership and the organizations that get involved. So this information is going to be obsolete as soon as I say it. But just to give everyone an idea, from the last count that I've received, there's 8.5 million members. And just as recently as August, that was 7.5 million members. So just in a year, in less than a year, you have a million new members. So there's a lot of people getting involved.
Yes.
And also the nonprofit partners has grown significantly just in the last, 6 months to less than a year. So I think if I had to guess, I would say that there is significant growth just recently, just based on what I've read.
Yeah, the company has really, the company is 10 years old and it's really been growing quite nicely over the last 10 years. But, I would say that the growth over the last year, year and a half has really accelerated. And, I believe that the reason for that is people now understand what it means to be involved. They understand the need to be involved. Mm-hmm. And our growth is very organic. We have, people who tell their friends, and they tell their friends, and, that's really how the word has gotten out about CARE2, and that's really extraordinary when you think about it.
But,
you're right. It, just because of people's awareness of what's going on in the world, people are more conscious of needing to make a difference, and they begin to gravitate to a site such as ours because, basically, that's really what we do for a living. We don't do anything else but that. And we have a really strong community that has gotten to know each other, and they form groups and they form bonds and friendships. And the difference between our community and other communities that are out there on the internet in terms of social networks is that ours is really bonded or created by this affinity that we all have for whatever your passion is.
Right.
And for some folks it's the environment, so for some folks it's wildlife, for some people it's children, and people have been able to find other like-minded individuals and really have been able to, in a lot of instances, become friends and also work together to make a change. And the beauty of it is that, I don't have to go to a meeting. I don't have to live in the same town. These are people that are across the United States. So, you're able to, pick from a broad set of people that, really share your interests, which is really phenomenal. And that's a hard thing to find. I think that that's actually a unique thing about CARE2 as well.
Well, you know what I like about CARE2 is that I'm going to tell my story, but first I want anyone that's just joining us, I wanted to let you know that I'm talking to Lisa Romano. She is the Vice President of Marketing for CARE2, which Lisa doesn't know this probably, but I have been screaming CARE2 almost every show. It's been in the archives. I have been encouraging people to go to CARE2 and to some other organizations as well to get involved and to sign petitions because it's just so easy. But I wanted to share a story where I received, once I got started with the petitions, I was being sent some opportunities to sign some other petitions, which I thought was really nice because I wouldn't have known they were out there because I don't always have time to peruse the site to see what petitions are available. But they've been sending, on occasion, they'll send me a petition. I thought, oh my God, they're doing this. This is going on. I want to sign this too.
Yeah.
And so I really like that because I didn't know I would be interested in something until it was presented to me. But it was really parallel to what I was interested in anyway. Does that make sense? I'm probably rambling. But yeah, I really like that I got other petition opportunities because I took advantage of those. And one of the opportunities that I got was about the credit card industry. And that has always been, that has really bothered me because I hate when they send these notices to you saying they've changed their agreement and you need a lawyer to read it.
Right.
That's always bothered me. It's like, how do they think people are going to sit here for 2 hours and try to understand this legal jargon?
Right.
And I really loved that someone gave me the opportunity to sign a petition for this because it really bothers me. And I would never have gone looking for it. So anyway, I signed this petition. Not only did I sign a petition, but they gave me the opportunity to send a letter to Congress, to my senator. And I did it. And I sent the letter via Care 2, and it took me, I didn't time it, but I think it took me maybe a minute, maybe, to just hit send.
Yep.
And 2 weeks later, I got a letter from my senator.
Wow.
And thanking me for letting them know, taking the time to let them know that I was concerned about the credit card industry and about, I was really shocked. I knew, that's how I knew it worked, Lisa. I was like, this works.
It does work.
And I was so happy about that because I thought, this is wonderful. I was able to, in 1 minute, I was able to let the senator of my state know how I felt about it. And I really did genuinely feel this way. So I really love, I mean, it's effective. What Care 2 is doing is very effective.
Yeah, you know, I think, and I hear these stories all the time, and again, I'm fairly new, but I do hear these stories all the time. And when you first come to Care 2 or you join Care 2, you know, you get the chance to select what your interests are or not. You know, you have total flexibility. And what we try and do is we try and expose you to the kinds of things that, you know, A, you want to be, that you're interested in making a difference in, but we also want to give you a chance to see what else is out there, too. And what we often find is that people's horizons are expanded. It's like, gee, I never really thought about that. Or just like you said, I never knew that was going on. And, you know, that's exciting, you know, because you're like, wow, I didn't know about that, and I can actually make a difference. Mm-hmm. And what we try and do is we try and close the loop for people so that, you know, if you need to send a letter, the letter is there, and you can get that out the door, and you can actually, you know, make an impact that way. What we try and do also is we'll post, you know, what the results were on the website, and as often as we can, we want to get out to our community members the difference that they've made. So, you know, we'll collect all the impacts that have been created from people's actions and, you know, let's make people aware of what they actually are. But the nice thing is, that, you know, one of the things that you're talking about is that we have two different sets of petitions, one coming from nonprofits and one coming from, you know, just people like you and I, regular citizens. And if you feel really strongly about something, whether it's in your community or whether it's just, you know, the credit card situation that you just described, you can create a petition. We have the tools there that allow you to do that. And, you know, that's pretty exciting, and it's really easy. I mean, it's three steps. In fact, we just redesigned our petition site for creating petitions, and it's now much easier than it even was before, and it was pretty easy before. And we kind of guide you through the process of, okay, here's step one, step two, step three, and we also help you figure out how to promote your petition so that it gets the, you know, widest amount of publicity as possible. So we have tools that enable you to do that. So we really make it simple for you to go out there and make that change. And again, especially if you feel really passionate about something, you know, we allow you to do that, and we allow you to do that really simply, easily, and quickly.
Well, it sure beats the day that someone used to stop you in your tracks, like shopping or in the mall, and take about 10 minutes of your time to talk about what is important to them and ask you to sign a petition. And, you know, this took all of a minute. And you know what else I remembered? When I first started really, really perusing the internet, you know, I used to get emails from people saying to sign this petition so you'd have to forward it to all these people that you know. And I thought, how could this possibly work?
Right.
Because how is it going to get back to the person that even started this petition when you're just forwarding it to all the people you know?
Right.
And it's kind of like I wanted to take a moment to just let people know that this is nothing like that.
No, it is nothing like that.
That they really, when they signed a petition on Care 2, and I can attest for it, it really does make a difference. I mean, it really is going to get somewhere.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I've always been involved in some sort of a community activity my entire life, and I think since I started working at Care 2, obviously my radar is a little bit higher, but I'm amazed at the number of people that are really civic and community-minded and are really out there trying to, you know, make an impact or make a difference.
Right.
And it's exciting because we have the tools that enable people to actually do that. And half the things that go on in this country and this world wouldn't happen unless, you know, individuals decided to do something.
Yeah, and you know what? We're so busy working two and three jobs to make it, you know, that we don't have time to even pay attention. And I sometimes wonder if that's not the whole purpose of us having to work so hard just to be able to make ends meet.
You know what? And I think part of it is, and we recognize that, and what we want to do is we realize that it has to be fun, it has to be easy, and what we also realize is that people really want to feel good about themselves, and they want to feel good about doing something.
Exactly.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but there are times in my life where I just, you know, you beat yourself up and you go, oh, I really wanted to get involved in that, but I didn't have any time. I really wanted to do that, but, you know, I just didn't have the time to do it. And, you know, what we want to do is say, you know what, you don't have to beat yourself up.
Right.
You know, you can feel good about yourself, and you can take a simple action that, you know, again, doesn't take a lot of time, and, you know, it's like I can get up in the morning, and I can have my cup of coffee, and I can, you know, choose to, you know, click to donate, which is totally free, and I can just, you know, click on a race, and by clicking, I have, you know, enabled some sort of contribution somehow, some way to whatever it is, whether it's, you know, saving the ocean, or a nature conservancy, or, you know, wildlife. So, you know, I can feel good about myself that I've made a difference. And then at a time in my life when I have more time, I can do more.
Exactly.
So, you know, it just depends on where you are. But it's the tools that are available that enable you to really feel good about yourself.
Right. I agree 100%. And even the companies that are involved are partnering with Care2. You know, I'm sure everyone is always cautious about where their name or where their company is going to be affiliated because, and, you know, I was really impressed about, I can't not have the show and not talk about Deepak Chopra because as recently as August, he has partnered with Care2 to help get the message out. And, you know, I don't think he would just throw his name around for nothing.
No, and he actually came to us, which was really flattering. And he really believes in what CARE is doing, and he believes in our mission, he believes in the company, and he really wanted to align himself with us because, you know, he believes the same thing. Our values are very similar.
I'm not Deepak, but I still wanted to get involved and have you on the show. I'm not Deepak, so I can totally understand his feeling because I, too, wanted to be able to have a show in my archive where people can listen to it, and even if it just touched one or two people, a few people. I mean, I'm hoping, and I'd like to think it'll be more, but for me, that would be a success.
Well, you know what? We would like to have it be more as well. I mean, that's what our mission is. Our mission is to go out there and touch as many people as possible. And, you know, I really do believe that because of what's going on in the world today, it's happening just with a lot more frequency than it was before. So there is hope.
Right. And we have to live with that idea. We can't just say there's no hope. It, you know, in this, I live in North Carolina, so I'm down south, and I have this expression that I use all the time. It's the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Right.
And so if you're squeaking enough, somebody's going to grease it because they're going to get tired of hearing you squeak about it. So, I mean, I think we have to understand, and I think CARE2 is helping people to understand that if they will be vocal or if they would get involved, and if enough people do that, someone's going to have to listen eventually.
Yeah, and you know what, too? I think what really helps is, you know, we as a company can only do so much, but our community really helps in many ways. So if you're the kind of person that might not feel comfortable signing a petition or creating a petition or, you know, doing something in your community, you get to know these incredible people through CARE2.
Right.
And, you know, you begin to learn that, wow, you know, I can make a difference here. And you begin to rub shoulders with people who are making a difference.
Yes.
That has tremendous value personally to an individual. And also to the rest of the world, because they begin to see that, you know what, there's all these people here that are doing these great things, and I can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching how they're making a change. I'm watching, you know, I'm signing petitions, and I'm watching them create petitions, and I'm, you know, click to donate, I'm, you know, donating our maces, and, you know, I'm living a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, you can see all that positive change, and it's hard not to be affected by that.
I think people have, and I truly believe this, and I've really been looking and paying attention, but I don't think people realize how empowered they are.
I think
they think they just go through the motions, they just behave themselves, and they don't make any waves, and as long as I do all this, everything's going to be fine. And that's exactly what a lot of our government and a lot of people are hoping will happen, you know, is that we'll just keep going through our day, and as long as we're taking care of ourselves and not paying attention to what else is going on around us, that we'll just keep letting things happen the way they happen. And I don't want to be one of those people.
No.
I mean, that's me personally. So, and I'm hoping that the audience that's listening isn't one of those people too. I mean, I hope that we want to be a lot more conscious of what's happening in our world and not just settling.
Yeah. And I think that's really, you know, again, what we preach is that, you know, it's important to make a difference. We don't want to make people feel bad if they don't have enough time, because that's really not the point. Because there's so many things that you can do, so many things. And it's just knowing what they are.
Right.
You know, I mean, plain and simple. And, you know, if you know that you can do something, well, you know, I sign petitions all the time. You know, I'm more now just because I know how easy it is.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Well, and also, you know, I've always recycled, and I drive a Toyota Prius, and you know, now I made more conscious choices, and I've broadened the things that I can do, because basically I know how easy they are.
Right.
And you know, you just put one foot in front of the other, and you're like, okay, today I do this, and tomorrow I can do something else, and then tomorrow I can do something else. But, you know, I just keep on, and what you're doing is you're really changing your lifestyle, but you change it so subtly that you don't realize you're changing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually very powerful. It's very, very powerful. And then, you know, you actually feel good at the end of the day, like, wow, you know, I made a difference.
And if everybody made a little change here, a little change there, even if it's once a week, once a day, whatever the case may be, if everyone would do it, I mean, it would make all these companies that are creating products a little more conscious. It'll make our government more conscious. I mean, when it hits the pocketbook, it makes everyone conscious, doesn't it?
Yep, and you're exactly right. And the thing, too, the end effect of all this is, you know, you hit the nail on the head, and that is, when enough people stand up to speak, and we're a democratic society, when enough people stand up to speak, it makes a difference.
Right.
People listen.
And that's the goal. So no matter how big or small, it doesn't, I mean, the whole idea is, doesn't matter what you're passionate about. If you know it's going to make a positive change, it's worth it to get involved. And there's probably a lot of other people out there on CARE, too, that feel the same way you do.
Yep, and that's the beauty of it, is that you've got a bunch of people here, you know, over almost 9 million at this point, who really believe that you know what, it's the small things that make a difference, and, you know, how do we help each other, and, you know, how do we affect change, and it doesn't have to be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's those small things that really, really make a difference. And also, you know what, too? The beauty of living in this country is that, you know, your voice can be heard.
Right.
And there are many different ways to have your voice heard. And what we do is we provide options for having your voice heard. And, you know, we've actually achieved quite a bit of success. So, you know, again, there are a lot of things that, you know, again, depending on what your passion is, that, you know, you really can make a difference in, and you can actually really see measurable results. And I also think that the more you get involved, and, you know, the more you see the power of an individual and the power of a collective community, it's really inspiring, and you just want to keep on doing it.
You know what just dawned on me, and I didn't plan to ask this question, so I have no idea if this is something you know, but you probably have an idea. But I imagine that this is attracting people not just in the United States, that there's probably members all over the world.
Yes, that's true. We have members all over the world.
So, I mean, not only are you rubbing shoulders with people in the United States, but there are other people in other countries that are also feeling the way you are. Wouldn't that be such a united front, you know, that you think that you're feeling the same way someone does in a country that you may never visit?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's really exciting. And, the exciting thing is that we're giving people everywhere a place to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't have to feel alone, you don't have to feel isolated, you don't have to feel that, you know, you're different because you want to do these things, and you can join this global community that, you know, has the same passion that you do, and, you know, be a part of something bigger.
I mean, I would like people in other countries to think that we are sympathetic and empathic, and we are caring people, and, you know, what you may see on TV or the propaganda does not necessarily represent me.
Right.
You know, that's not necessarily what we stand for, and here someone is in another country that feels the way you do, and, yeah, we're like-minded.
Right.
So I like that.
It's pretty neat.
I think so. I think it's incredibly neat. And just a really quick recap, Lisa, because I know you're really busy. You've been busy in your whole career, but I know you're really busy there, because I'm sure the site has grown probably another 500,000 just during this interview. So
we're busy trying to provide more tools as well. So we are just, we're really moving very fast.
Right. So I'm not going to keep you much longer, but just a real quick recap of how very little time it takes. It's non-invasive. You're not going to get bothered, or, you know, people aren't going to be pounding at your door or nothing like that.
No.
It's just very simple. And what do they do? Where do they go? What website?
So where they should go is to www.care2.com. So it's care2.com. And I suggest when someone comes to our site to, there's a lot there, and it can be a little overwhelming because there is so much there. But, you know, come in and take a look. Take a look at the people that are there. Take a look at the groups that are there. You know, look at our petitions and, you know, see what's going on there and see if there's things of interest. Sign up for something if you'd like. Sign a petition. Go to our Click to Donate, which, again, is free. And basically, you can, by clicking, you can help, whether it's, you know, save the oceans or, you know, wildlife or the environment. And we've got a beautiful green living section where, you know, you learn how to live a green and healthy lifestyle. We have a great, you know, news network, and our news network is really different than other news networks in that it's really cause-based, and it's really contributed by the community, by the members. So, you know, you're not going to get Paris Hilton and that kind of stuff, and you may get some of that because they may think it's important, but, you know, more importantly, it's issues and news about, you know, the causes that you really care about and that our community really cares about. So there's a ton of things to do on our site, and I just encourage people to come and look at it and digest it and actually participate.
Yeah, and they don't necessarily have to create a petition right away or ever, but they can always get involved in other people's petitions, correct?
And you don't have to do anything, exactly. You can get involved in other people's petitions, and you can easily click, but, you know, easily sign a petition. It doesn't take that long. You can listen in on groups and, you know, see what they're talking about. And some people like to do it, which is just fine. You know, what we're trying to do is just raise people's consciousness.
And just, you know, I've just thought about this now, just to make sure about their information is secure on Care2, correct?
Absolutely. It's all secure. It's kept private. We don't sell information. We don't do any of that. We just don't believe in that at all. So whatever you put here stays here.
So they can feel completely at ease and have no reservations about including their name or on a petition, that there's no worries.
Yes, there are no worries whatsoever. Everything is confidential, and it stays that way.
Right. So I'm trying to think if there's any other excuse they could possibly come up with to not get involved with something that's so simple. And I think I've covered every question I could possibly have for them. But if they do have a question, is there somewhere they can go on the site if they have any, if we didn't cover something on the show today, is there somewhere they can go on the site to ask any additional questions?
You know, I think a good place to start, and it was really, if you're a member, you know, you've got forums that you can go to that you can easily ask a question. And, you know, there are places on the website where you can, you know, get in touch with our customer service folks. So, you know, you do have that kind of an avenue. But I do encourage people to, you know, really sign up and become a member and really get a full experience. And the membership is free. I mean, it's not, doesn't cost you anything. You know, basically, we just, you know, you just sign up with your name, your address, your email address, so we know who you are, and, you know, then you have full entree into all the different services that are there. So I encourage people to do that, because, you know, no one will bother you.
Right.
No one will No one will talk to you if you don't want to be talked to. Let's put it that way.
Exactly, exactly. It just you're just allowing people's voice to be a little bit louder. and to get a little bit more involved if they choose to. And I think it's a fantastic. I plan to do more. I plan to. I sign every petition that strikes my fancy. I really do. I thought, I didn't know that it was available. I love that. And like I said, I got a letter from Elizabeth Dole. I'm going to say her name. She is a senator, North Carolina. And she sent me a letter advising that she supports exactly what I am questioning about the industry. So I know it works.
It does work, and we've seen it time and time again. And, you know, we wouldn't have almost 9 million members if it didn't work. And we also wouldn't have over 350 nonprofit partners if it didn't work. So,
and I'm sure those numbers are going to grow after with this conversation, after this interview. So I want to inspire everyone to go. And, Lisa, I know how busy you are, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your schedule to help the audience understand more about CARE 2 and how important it is.
You are quite welcome. I really enjoy talking about this.
Oh, and I thank you very much. So bring your friends. It's going to be in the archives. If they missed the show, they can always come back. It'll be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can listen to this program with Lisa Romano, the Vice President of Marketing for CARE 2. It's a wonderful experience to know that you've really done something worthwhile today. And you can go right after the show. There's no reason why you can't go to care2.com and get involved right now. So, Lisa, thank you again. And I'm hoping that we'll have a lot more people joining CARE 2.
Me too. Thank you.
And next week, I've got another guest, but you really need to sign up on georgeann.com. Sign up for the email list so I can send you all the information. I'm going to be sending information on CARE 2 for a while also to remind you, in case you forget, to go there and to sign up as a member. It's painless, takes a few seconds, and you'll love it. So thank you, everyone, again, and good night.